when I get a cold, never do I feel guilty about it. When I get pneumonia, ooh, never do I feel guilty about it. But why is it we feel so much guilt about our disease like we deserved it? It's, and the rest of the world that doesn't have MS is just living so healthy. Hi there. Welcome to this, the 20th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And we have a great episode. It's always great, and people always sell it as, oh, we have a great episode. But this is an episode that really kind of hits close to home for both of us, and then hopefully you can relate to it out there in listener land. And this is about guilt and MS.
Yes, guilt and MS. That's such a broad topic. I think it's so relatable because, Dan, just to remind our listeners, you've been diagnosed with MS for how long?
I've had MS for, coming up on 22 years.
And I just celebrated, if that's the right word, my 24th anniversary of my MS.
Happy anniversary, dear.
Why, thank you. And it is, I'm rolling because I've not been walking for the last 19 years. And Dan and I were just talking about our podcast today, and the ironic thing is I feel a lot of guilt with my MS diagnosis, and I thought that that would be something maybe you out there listening feel guilty about your disease, and if so, why? So I thought, let's kind of deal with this topic.
Well, in dealing with the guilt and I don't want to say guilt and shame, but it's just like when you're living with a chronic illness like multiple sclerosis, how easy is it to feel like it's all your fault?
And to ask yourself, what did I do to deserve this? I mean, I was 23 years old when I was diagnosed. And I enjoyed my college years, and sometimes I think I enjoyed my college years a little too much, and did that make it happen? Or I've dealt with weight issues my whole entire life, and I carry guilt around that if I wasn't so chubby, if I would have exercised more, if I would have got more activity. I don't know, that's guilt for me, and it sounds so simple, and maybe I can hear some of you out there saying, well, just lose weight and then your problem solved. But it's so much more challenging than that. So that's some of the guilt that I carry, wondering what did I do or could I have. How cocky, how arrogant of me is that to think I could have controlled whether or not I got MS. Help me out here, Dan. Do you ever have those feelings?
I'm looking at you and I'm just thinking the guilt and everything that we feel. And I don't know how that is for everybody out there in listener land. I mean, do you feel guilty? Do you feel like it's your fault? And on some days, I do feel it's all my fault. And some days, that actually makes me feel better, if that makes sense. Almost like more in control. Or that it's like, I feel like I brought this on myself. And, you get what you deserve. And, you have all these thoughts, and they're not accurate. They're not healthy. But it's just as thinking that if I would have been nicer to people, if I would have not been so mean, or, I always tell the story about stealing a candy bar from my dad's station. You just feel like it's your penance. Like, this is what I did. And had I not been so evil this way or that way, I wouldn't have had multiple sclerosis or gotten diagnosed with this disease.
Do you have those feelings often, or is that just on your feeling sorry for yourself or just struggling to deal with the disease days? Or do you carry those around with you all the time? Because you are, like, seriously one of the nicest people I know and one of the best people I know. And to think about you having guilt like that.
Well, and that, my mom's, she knows I joke with her about it, but I always say that, you know, my mom instilled in me just this huge level of guilt. I always felt bad just because I always felt like I was disappointing my mom and my dad. And so I always had that guilt whenever I was doing something I knew was wrong or I shouldn't be doing. I felt like I was letting them down. And so I always have that inherent sense of guilt, almost like I was born to be, with all due respect, born to be Catholic, with that guilt that I feel. I don't carry it every time, all the time, every day, every moment. But I think that there is that sense that it's like, this isn't normal. You know, I shouldn't have constant numbness in my hands and my feet. I shouldn't not be able to type. I shouldn't not be able to go for a walk. Just everything that I no longer can do because of my multiple sclerosis, and there's no rhyme nor reason for any of it. So how can I have otherwise justify or explain it away if not for I did something to deserve this?
And those feelings now, you know, separated from a weak moment, you realize just how insane, I mean, those feelings are. I would never tell a person living with cancer or a person whose dog died or someone who got into a car accident, well, you deserved it. But now I look at you, Dan, and I'm thinking you didn't do anything to deserve this.
Well, and let me cut you off there, love, because you're nicer than I am. How often, I guess, do you feel guilty like it's your fault? How often and why is that, as you sit here and say, oh, just how crazy those thoughts are? But I mean, how often do you feel that way?
I think I feel, and this is, I don't want to say my insecurity, but as I mentioned, I have had weight issue my whole life. But when I am around other people, and whether they're living with the disease or not, because I'm a wheelchair user, sometimes I feel that they look me up and down and say, boy, if you lost some weight, you could get out of that chair. And I think it's an easy, you know, we're certainly a more accepting society than we were when, you know, 20 years ago, but it's still, there's a little judgment. And sometimes I feel it, whether it's real or imagined. There are times when I have conversations with other people in our community, people living with MS that diet more faithfully or that don't drink alcohol, that certainly don't eat a pizza and watch a football game on a Saturday.
Amen.
I'm not talking about you, Mr. Digman. Well, you've slum with me. Yes, but there exactly. Are people that are more conscious about their diet and their activity. And I feel that they look down on me a little sometimes. Again, that can be completely imagined and guilt that I shouldn't carry with me. But that's my issue. And I'm curious. I would imagine I'm not such a big head case that there aren't other people out there living with the disease or living with any chronic illness where they take that guilt upon themselves or they internalize and what did I do to deserve this? So that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. And I think it's a really personal issue and it's difficult and it's, I giggle because when I'm uncomfortable, I sometimes laugh just because I don't want to like face it. But today, Ryan, our podcast producer, is not here. So I think this is giving us a perfect opportunity to talk about something this
personal.
Exactly.
And it's, I don't know. It's like, how else do you explain it? And that's where to which I would say you talk about, oh, if only you exercise more, or if you ate better, you did things like that, and you wouldn't be, you wouldn't have MS as progressively. But it's the reality. I used to run. I used to watch what I ate.
Damn it, why haven't you gotten worse? Isn't that terrible? Oh my gosh, we have to edit that out. That's horrible.
No.
Sorry.
No, you own it. I mean, but it is. It's just that I've done, you know, everything that, you know, you have this model of things. So I was eating well. I was exercising, running, doing. I still fell when I ran. I still cut my head open. I mean, I haven't, knock wood, fallen or anything because I'm not running anymore. And it's just the reality, even with the exercise, even with that, I still had MS. I still progressed. I still wasn't doing as well as I would have had I not had multiple sclerosis. So anybody who looks down or thinks they could do it better or wouldn't have it as bad as I do or as you do, if only we did blank. And I just think I think that's just wrong that people do that. Or is it just a fact? Are we, as two people with MS, just more sensitive to things?
I think potentially we're more sensitive. And going back to the never-ending COVID pandemic, we have a lot more time in our own heads, in our own house, where we don't see our friends in our community. And we can internalize things like that. You know, we're a little frustrated because we're a lot housebound. And I don't know. That's a good question. I do think we internalize it. But I also, you know, it's again that how vain are we to think that we can control this disease that nearly 1 million Americans also live with and that people across the globe are dealing with. And if I would have eaten better, if I would have exercised more, you would have gotten more sleep or not stolen a candy bar from your dad's gas station, you never would have got MS. That's kind of insane to think that. But those feelings are there. And it's, you know, that guilt, I think we have enough to deal with multiple sclerosis. That's something we don't need to deal with anymore. And I can say that because I'm fairly rational right now. But when I'm not rational, I do feel guilty. So how do we deal with that? How do we not walk down in the gutter of bad feelings like that?
That's a great question, Bob. And we will bring that up. We will continue this discussion and dig further into this feeling of guilt, how it's ill-founded, and what you can do, what we can do to dig ourselves out of it. We'll be right back. And so the conversation continues just in terms of talking about guilt and MS, and it's just the reality. It's not your fault that you have the disease, and we've talked about how easy it is to fall trapped to those feelings, but then it's just like, how do you take a step back when you're feeling that way to realize that those are just crazy thoughts and that you didn't do anything to deserve this?
I guess you do have to take a step back and rely on your, I mean, we so often talk about the support we have from our friends and our family and just from our community. I dare say that the people that I think look down upon me because my MS has progressed and I haven't done enough, I think they would all smack me, not real hard to begin with. They would all smack me and say, Jennifer, you didn't do anything to deserve this. So when I'm having those feelings or when I'm feeling sorry for myself, I need to remember my community. And I wouldn't let you talk to yourself like that, Dan, let alone any of my friends in the MS world. I think that's good, is just to think outside of yourself. If you know, when you're having those down moments, it's so hard to think about anyone but yourself. But if you can just muster it in yourself to think you wouldn't let anybody else talk to themselves like that, so why are you talking to yourself like that?
And those are the things. And that's the silliness is like, we really need to be our biggest fans. And if we're so against ourselves with that, it's so hard to not dig into that hole. And so then what do you do to get out of that funk?
Try and do whatever I can by myself anymore. You know, if it's going to an exercise class and working with one of the amazing physical therapy students from CMU, or if it's watching a TV show, I love to British Bake. And just a little time with Noel and Matt will make me giggle and feel better. I like to get my nails done, something like that. Just anything I can control. It's interesting, so many of us out there in the MS community, we tend to be a little more controlling, a little more, I dislike the word, but control freak. And so when we have so little control of our disease to do something where you're in control, if it's getting your nails done or watching a TV show or exercising, riding your arm bike, that makes me feel better. How about you?
I think that's what you do. It's just that constant like doing things and just reminding yourself, because it is, as I said, you talked control freak, and I think that's where I always feel better or feel more in control when I say this was my fault that I have MS. You realize it's not your fault. You did nothing to deserve this. And to get out of that funk, I listen to music. And it's just the reality that nobody wants this on me. You know, nobody wanted me to have multiple sclerosis. Nobody, I don't think anybody wished it. And so it's just just getting out of your head is kind of like, for example, it's like if you're laying in bed and you can't sleep at night and you just lay there and you're doing nothing and you can't get out of bed, you can't, you know, you're just always, and then you work yourself up into a big panic or whatever, things are way worse. And they always say, either get out of bed or turn on the TV, do something to just distract yourself and get out of that funk. And I think anytime you start spiraling into saying, oh, it's all my fault, turn on the TV, turn on something else, do something different just to get that out of your head, because those aren't healthy thoughts. And it's just like, for as much as we can't control about the disease, that's the one thing that you can do is just control your thoughts and don't let it get in your head. And I think it's oftentimes easier said than done. But I mean, these are just suggestions, and those are things that help me, that give me hope. And that's, again, I think music is always my go-to escape.
And I'm sitting here and my mind is swirling, as it often is when we talk about things like this. But I often use my weight as my excuse for why I developed multiple sclerosis. And I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but if I actually lost weight and my multiple sclerosis didn't go away, would that just be like getting diagnosed all over again? I mean, that's kind of deep. Yeah, it's late and I'm deep right now. But it is, you know, if I lost weight and I finally got to that wonderland and I felt so strong and powerful, but the darn disease didn't go away, would that cycle me into another round of depression? Or would it be just as bad as being diagnosed? Even though we have so much more treatment available and so many things now that are used to slow the progression of the disease. Oh boy, that's late at night, deep thought.
But those are great thoughts, because those are just the things that we occupy ourselves with, I think, because there's nothing makes sense about this disease. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's just reality. There are researchers out there, and there's hundreds of millions of dollars and time spent in researching this disease. And by God, Jennifer, if it was only that easy, that it was your fault, and all that research was a waste of time and money, because you have the solution right there in your head. I have that solution right here in my head, that this is what it is. And like, then why would you think that just by losing weight, it would just go away? And again, that's, and those are the thoughts that we have, or just the wishful thinking, when in reality, in, you know, when I was exercising, running, eating well, if, you know, where you lose the weight, it's just like, we're not doing, it's not like a magic pill to do away with the MS, but I mean, those are things that we can do to just be healthy, MS or not. That's stuff that people need to do anyway. Yet we still don't practice it because pizza and football and, you know.
And that feels good when so much of our life feels so, I don't want to say bad, but there are moments when you just want to feel good. And I think if we can cut ourselves some slack, but then you're falling down that hole of, well, why do you deserve to cut yourself slack? And this is, I mean, this is just interesting. I would be curious to know if any of you out there deal with these feelings of guilt and how you handle them. I don't want to feel that way. And logically, I shouldn't feel that way. And I'm going to make an attempt to stop, because it's not healthy, and multiple sclerosis is not healthy enough on its own. I don't need to do any more to help it out.
It's like adding fuel to the fire.
Exactly. That's a good conversation.
I'm just like thinking, why do I feel guilty?
We'll have to revisit this when Ryan's back with us. And just really quickly, our podcast producer, Ryan, as I mentioned earlier, is not here, because if you've heard in previous episodes, we were fostering his cat, Bean, for a little spell, and he came and he took Bean back today, and he was dealing with a little bit of a cold, and because we have multiple sclerosis and we use some pretty aggressive medications, each Dan and me, Ryan said, to be safe, I'm going to take the cat and I'm going today. So we're recording this episode without him. But on the next time we get together, the three of us, we should revisit guilt. I mean, Ryan's a person not living with a chronic illness. But how does he handle guilt? Because I'm sure everyone deals with that. You know, it's a very human emotion.
And yeah, and as we're sitting here talking and things, it's just like, I guess the question is, and I'm sorry to circle back on something, but it's just like, when I get a cold, never do I feel guilty about it. When I get pneumonia, ooh, never do I feel guilty about it. Why is, I mean, obviously multiple sclerosis is a pretty big deal, and it's a lifetime disease that you'll have forever, but why is it we feel so much guilt about our disease, like we deserved it? Whereas like when you get a cold, I mean, if I ran outside in the
with
freezing
my
winter,
hair totally saturated,
yeah, wet hair and just whatever, playing in
no
the cold,
shoes, no socks,
exactly, yeah you kind of you know better. But I mean, with MS, nobody knows what causes it. Nobody, you know, and that's why they're doing the research. So it's just like, why do we think we know? So then the nearly 1 million Americans living with the disease, and what, like 2.3, however many worldwide living with the disease. So they all did something really bad, and if only they would take better care of themselves. And the rest of the world that doesn't have MS is just living so healthy.
It's a disease that makes no sense. That was not grammatically solid, but the disease makes no sense, and the people that are living with the disease aren't making much sense right now. But I think it's really a human feeling. And if you're out there listening and you want to chime in and let us know that we're not alone, please hit us up and tell us how you deal with guilt and guilt feelings.
And we'll have that all that information in the liner notes for this show. We appreciate that, but that we'll pick that up, you know, with Ryan or in future episodes, just like in any comments that we get from people out there in listener land. I think it'll be, you know, I can't imagine we're the only two people living with MS who happen to have these ill feelings. So we will take a break, and when we come back, we will have Moments of Joy. And so we've concluded the conversation about guilt and MS, and that it's not your fault. But then we all, as we always do, is end on happy notes. And we are going to talk today about moments of joy. They're like small things that you don't foresee happening, or just things that were there that really just made your life happier in that moment. And I will start off with my moment of joy. It's just that this morning we had an incredible conversation with Dom, as the host of the MS Guide, and it's an incredible podcast, and he's in the UK, and I mean, that was just the beauty. He's got such a great program, and again, we will have links for that in our liner notes, but just to be able to have that conversation with him, and just, I think it's just the technology that we're sitting here in our living room at 11:30 on a Saturday morning, just talking with Dom in the UK, like he could be just next door. And it was such a great conversation.
And that's part of the beauty of our MS community. And, you know, I don't want to steal your moment of joy, but it was pretty joyful for me. And just to know that there is someone all those miles away that I can turn to and listen to his program and get some tips from him. And I think that's comforting when you're a person living with MS or a caregiver or a family member who's living with someone they know has multiple sclerosis. And my moment of joy is, as a lifelong Michigan football fan, that's Big Ten college football, Michigan beat Ohio State today, and they beat them quite handily, and it's been a number of years. So that was very fun, very nerve-wracking, very, very, you know, stress-eating, I'll be honest. But it was just really fun, and it's so fun to go to your social media and see all the Michigan fans celebrating, and that feeling of collective, you know, look at us all rooting on our team. And kind of crazy, like thinking we control our multiple sclerosis. Us watching Michigan football, we helped the Wolverines win. But I do believe they couldn't have done it without us, Dan.
Oh, heavens no. Well, and the beauty of that is that, you know, not only did Michigan beat Ohio State for the first time in how many years? I mean, and the number was the number five?
Michigan was number five.
Yeah, and then however that broke down. But I mean, just then that they upset Ohio State, and with that secured their spot in the Big Ten championship game, to which then I want to build on that. And because Ryan's not here, I'm going to take his moment of joy spot and say that, yeah, my moment of joy came after the Michigan game when Minnesota beat Wisconsin. And by that victory for Michigan, that secured my Iowa Hawkeyes a spot in the Big Ten championship to go against your Michigan Wolverines next Saturday.
So next week we're going head-to-head, Dan Digman, and that will be fun. And I'm sure Ryan, if he were here, his moment of joy would be that he has his cat back. And so it's just been a really good weekend full of football fun and the joy of being surrounded by the people and things we love.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
Be sure to subscribe today and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about on future episodes.
And if you have something to contribute to the episode, questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, Ryan. The producer is actomspodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com, or on Twitter @coupletakesonms. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.